Larry, 3.
North Carolina families are struggling. Our deficit is growing. What has Chris Hagerty done? He voted to give tax breaks to big Hollywood movie companies. And he thinks it's okay for politicians to get pay raises without a public vote. Who's behind these deceptive ads? Their plan would shut down air pollution and health standards in California and shut down competition from wind, solar, and alternative fuel businesses. It's bad medicine for North Dakota. Out-of-state special interest groups attacking our senator, Kent Conrad. The press calls the dishonest attacks offensive and says these groups should just back off. Property taxes on Long Island just keep going up, even as home values go down. We pay some of the highest taxes in the country. Tell your legislators to pass the Cuomo tax cap and stop property taxes from going through the roof.
It's a shame. At a time when Americans should be pulling together, the Republican Party has launched attack ads trying to rewrite history. But we all remember what happened. It was the Republican Party and the Bush administration that doubled the debt. It was the Republican Party and the Bush administration that brought us to the brink of financial collapse. They're the ones that took over AIG, bailed out Wall Street, and led us to record dependency on foreign oil.
The North Dakota Farmers Union and the Farm Bureau don't always agree. So when they do, it must be important. And both groups agree. Measure 2 is bad. Measure 2 threatens property rights. It gives government the power to dictate what you can and cannot do with your property. Measure 2 gives government too much power. And that's why the Farmers Union and the Farm Bureau both oppose it. And we should too. A 46-page Department of Corrections report determined lax procedures allowed these convicts to escape. How can private corporations get away with running prisons this way? Easy, they call. Arizona deserves better than this.